Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, my delegation would like to thank you personally, Mr. President, and your team and the ISU for all the preparations that you have been making so efficiently. At this stage, we would like to make short general comments on the action plan, and we would like to make more detailed comments later under each section. First of all, as our previous speaker, we welcome the overall structure and composition of this draft action plan. The draft action plan generally follows the structure of the Oslo action plan, but it also incorporates some streamlining and also the placement of indicators under each action item, which makes this draft action plan more easily understandable, making the linkage clearer and more focused. So we welcome this overall structure and drafting style. Regarding the substance, I'd like to emphasize two important aspects for my delegation at this stage. First point is the emphasis on the importance of building a strong national capacity, which has been what Japan has been advocating for a long time. Although some elements can be found in the action plan, we would like to see more emphasis on this very important aspect for any country to implement their own mine activities throughout this action plan. So we'll make some more detailed comment on, from this point of view later. The second point, substantive point we'd like to stress at this stage is the importance of cooperation among mine-affected countries, for example, through sharing their knowledge and experience and best practices. Again, we would like to make some specific comments based on this aspect later. Thank you very much.